When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, it's clear the people have spoken. We all clearly love Joe Biden. We think Joe Biden is the greatest president of all time. We think he's so cool, and we think he's so hip, and we totally think he's of sound mind and judgment, and totally doesn't have Alzheimer's. Wait a minute. Hold on. Sorry, BLM walked in and they gave me that. This is actually the real message I wanted to say from the heart. This is the message I want to say from the heart. Nobody likes, people like Joe Biden. Only fools, though, who don't realize how incompetent this man is. One of the most incompetent buffoons I've ever seen. So, Joe Biden, he pisses me off. To no end. I've never seen, and I hate to be too critical because I don't think the president truly has that much power, but he does have a lot of influence. And you know, you all thought Trump was bad, and I did like having Trump as the president. I'm not gonna lie. Was I like super super duper on board? No. But what I don't understand, and the one thing I don't understand out of all this is how anybody who does approve of Joe Biden, like, how? I mean, like, look, I feel like even those polls that were shown were fake. I think the number of people who approve of him are way lower, legitimately lower than what is shown. and I think anybody who voted yes on those polls was somehow a bot, a robot. I just don't think anybody of sound mind and judgment would say Joe Biden is cognizant. He's not a good president. Let's just fucking face it. Like, nobody wants this guy. And he whispers like this all the time. And we have it. He's kind of creepy. Like, dude, the guy has been shown fondling in those, like, pictures, like, touching. Ooh, touching kids' hair, for instance. It's really creepy. He's a creepy dude. No, it pisses me off to no end that the mainstream media acts like this whole Let's Go Brandon thing. This is kind of what I want to talk about, was the Let's Go Brandon chant. It's basically a wake-up call for Democrats. We don't like you. We don't like what you become. You become authoritarians. You know, I consider myself a classic liberal, straight up. I consider myself a classic liberal in a lot of ways, maybe more libertarian, if anything. But, yeah, I pretty much don't really politically align at all. I would consider I'm an independent thinker, but if I was to even slap a label, maybe libertarian, maybe classic liberal. I liked Donald Trump. I felt like he was the most liberal candidate we've ever had. And he just had to run on the Republican Party because, well, it's just the easiest way to go. But, yeah, Donald Trump was elected because we were tired of the bullshit Biden and Obama had thrown on us, and we were tired of the way that they were using the Fed to prop up and bail out a ton of companies. It was just ugly. The whole thing was ugly, man. It was rough. Here's the thing, though. Let's say if Biden resigns, right? Does anybody want his vice president, though? Kamala Harris? Nobody wants that. Dude, she is. Kamala Harris scares the shit out of me. Like, there's not, like, I get the creepiest, cringiest, weirdest vibes from that person. It's just both of them in general, man. Like, they're two lifelong politicians who haven't accomplished shit, in my opinion. Their track records are terrible. They're both racist. They're not good, man. It pisses me off, man. I just, and I'm afraid to do videos like this because the one thing that scares me the most is that I could get deplatformed for having an opinion. That's right, deplatformed for having a straight up opinion. Everything you hear in this video, while being an opinion, can be construed in any way as hate speech or something, but nobody likes Joe Biden. I think and you should be able to not like this guy. This guy is a lifelong, dirty, crook politician. I would rather take a businessman in office just like we had with Trump. You know, the one thing I can say is at least a businessman gets things done, tries to put things on the right track. You get a guy like Biden and his cronies of communists and socialists that he has behind him. First off, socialism and communism were failed ideas. They fail. They're pretty on paper. They look very beautiful on paper, but they have failed everywhere they've been tried in every country they tried. And don't tell me Sweden is communistic. Don't tell me Norway is communistic. Those are lies. They're a little bit communist. They're a little bit socialist. Sure, they have taxes. Yeah, they got pretty high taxes. But what I'm trying to say is, high taxation does not cure anything. In fact, it only creates more problems. It creates more resentment. Dude, I resent the government straight up for how high taxes are. Taxes, I do believe in the old saying, taxation without representation. And let's look that up because I think this is important. Taxation without representation. And I think this is important. This may even be the sole reason that you may not even have to pay taxes. I'm also not a lawyer, so. But let's see. And this is something that's interesting. So let's just pull it up real quick. You're talking to a guy who, look, I'm a big fan of, I believe taxes were meant to represent the people, and I don't think they've done that in any way, shape, or form. I don't think the way the government has used our tax money has been a shame, and it's been pathetic. And, if there's one person who's angry at the government, it's definitely this guy, and there's a lot of people who are. Nobody wants a communist government. Nobody wants a socialist government. People want less government. That's the whole point of America. Less government. More power to the people. All right. So on Wikipedia, it says no taxation without representation. No taxation without representation is a political slogan that originated in the American Revolution and which expressed one of the primary grievances of the American colonists against Great Britain. In short, many colonists believed that as they were not represented in the distant British Parliament, any taxes it imposed on the colonists, such as the Stamp Act and the Townshend Acts, were unconstitutional and were a denial of the colonists' rights as Englishmen. The firm belief that the government should not tax a populace unless that populace is represented in some manner in the government developed in the English Civil War following the refusal of parliamentarian John Hempton to pay ship tax in the context of British taxation of its American colonies. The slogan "No taxation without representation" appeared for the first time in a headline of February 1768 London magazine printing of Lord Camden's speech of the declaratory bill of the sovereignty of Great Britain over the colonies, which was given in Parliament. All right, let's see. So in short, I kind of want to go on the part that says on the American taxation. Burke supported the doctrine of virtual representation in Britain, yet in the parliamentary speech of 1774, entitled On American Taxation, Burke responded to the suggestion that America was virtually represented in Parliament by remarking, "What? Does the electric force of virtual representation more easily pass over the Atlantic than pervade Wales?" which lies in your neighborhood, or then Chester and Durham, surrounded by abundance of representation that is actual and palpable. But, sir, your ancestors thought this sort of virtual representation, however ample, to be totally insufficient for the freedom of the inhabitants of territories that are so near, and comparatively so inconsiderable. How then can I think it sufficient for those which, God, I'm having trouble reading, my vision's fucked, are infinitely greater and infinitely more remote? You will now, sir, perhaps imagine that I am on the point of proposing to you a scheme for the representation of the colonies in Parliament. Perhaps I might be inclined to entertain some thought, but a great flood stops me in my course. Up a suit, Netra. I cannot remove the eternal barriers of the creation, the thing in that mode. I do not know to be possible as metal. However, okay, sorry. I'm going off on a tangent here. And let's see. No, but the whole point is, I do believe that what we're seeing, even though we're not up against the British government right now, we're up against a government that continues to overly tax us, continues to take a lot of our wages, and tells us it's okay, it's necessary, that we need to just stand by and shut up, right? We need to just let the government take the money because it knows what it to do with the money better than what we, the lowly citizens, would do. I really hope, this is my hope, not a request. Everything you hear in this video is fiction and falsehood. Even though I'm lying when I say that, I just have to say it so that way the mods don't kick me off of YouTube. I mean what I say. I really hope people stop paying taxes. I hope everybody does. It's a hope. Just a hope. It's wishful thinking. I know that's not going to happen. Only people did. Only people stopped paying the taxes. They're just going to keep doing it. I don't know anymore, but the one thing I could say is, you know, I do believe America is still one of the greatest countries of all time. I still believe in this country. I still think that even though our current president is a shitty president, I think he is one of the worst. I don't think the level of taxation at the federal level represents we the people. Federal income tax was actually only a thing for World War II, just as a fun fact, or one of the world worst. Should have ended, but it never did. So technically, you don't have to pay federal income tax. Technically. But, you know, I mean, look, we have... government is terrible. We all know that. We all know that government's reached its limits. It's overreached. And I think we, the people, are tired of the overreach. We're tired of like 30%, 20% of our wages. We're tired of getting richer. Like, let's say we get richer, right? If I get rich, I get in a higher tax bracket, then I have to be taxed more. How is that fair, by the way? That's not fair. I work my ass off. I make more money, and yet I get taxed a higher percentage. That's not fair. That's unethical. It's unethical in every way. And it's... what incentive is there to invest, to make more money, to do better in life? The incentive is nigh. It's nothing. The incentive is make less money. But you know what? Truth be told, I love making a lot of money. I don't mind. I think it's good. I get a little bit frustrated sometimes. I really do. I just think that what we're seeing in the world today, it's frustrating, to say the least. So I think the Let's Go Brandon chant is, just on a final note, I think the Let's Go Brandon chant is a necessary one, because a lot of people do want to say fuck Joe Biden. And I'll say it right now, fuck Joe Biden. He's terrible. Worst president of all time. More than happy to say he's the worst. Way more than happy. And I'm just done with him. Just seriously, legitimately done. So. Anyway, thank you so much for your time and your patience. I don't know what else to say. I just know I'm angry at the Democrats because they've turned into the Socialist Party. They've turned into the National Socialist Party. It's fucking awful, man. Socialism is an idea that belongs in the trash. It's a relic of a bad idea and does not deserve. I mean, look, if people want to talk about it, I'm all on board. I'm about free speech. I'm just saying that communism and socialism should not be a part of our government. Those sort of ideals, they're pretty on paper. They look great on paper. But in reality, it just makes an entire nation poorer, impoverished, and not sure. You know, everybody's equal in socialism because everybody ends up being poor. Everybody. So that's the point. Socialism is a terrible idea. It does not incentivize growth. It does not incentivize betterment in any way, shape, or form. And I'm against it completely. And I always will be, forever. I mean, the more I study it, the more I hate it. So anyway, thank you guys for taking the time. And just have an incredible day. Later.